feels so good. I want you so bad. You feel amazing. It's okay. Do you want to stop? No, it's fine. If you want to stop, we can stop. I never want you to do anything that you don't want to, okay? It's not a big deal. Sometimes people just aren't in the mood. Really, I promise that I don't mind. If anything, I'm glad that you trust me enough to tell me. I know that it couldn't have been easy, but I'm grateful that you told me what you needed. Boo, I'm not disappointed. It's not fun for me if you're only going along with this because you felt like you had to. I don't ever want you to feel like you have to. I know everyone thinks that guys are constantly turned on, but we both know that's not true. And I don't ever want you to feel like you have to have sex with me. You don't owe me sex. The only thing you owe me is honesty. So thank you for being honest tonight. Are you still okay with me kissing you? Yeah? How about cuddles? Yeah, you can have as many of those as you want. Just feel my arms around you. There. Feel all right? Good. Baby, you don't ever owe me a reason. If it's something that you think it would help to talk about, then I'm more than happy to listen, but you don't ever have to tell me a reason for not wanting sex beyond not wanting it. It really can be that simple, okay? Yes, it can. Sometimes people just aren't in the mood for stuff. Like how I'm not always in the mood for pizza. Well, okay, I know I always act like I want pizza, but it would get pretty old pretty fast if I had to eat it every hour of every day. Sometimes I want other stuff, like sleep or watch a movie or cuddle up with you. Yeah, sometimes I like doing all three at once. And sometimes I want all three of those while also eating pizza. But not always. And I can still love pizza even if I don't want it all the time. And I can still enjoy sharing pizza with my favorite person in the entire world, okay? See? So why should sex be any different? Sometimes you really want pizza, and sometimes you just don't even want to put the effort into putting pants on to meet the delivery driver. Although in the case of sex, you're more taking your pants off, and there's no delivery driver unless that's some sort of cliche porn scenario going on. Okay, I hope this metaphor hasn't gotten too cheesy. Get it? Cheesy? Like pizza? Okay. You can groan all you want. I still got you to smile. So no more feeling guilty, okay? I care about you, and your preferences matter. I know that there's this dumb myth that guys think about sex every 6 seconds, but I promise that you're not less of a man just because you're not always craving it. I'm glad you want to do other stuff too. And anybody who tries to argue different doesn't deserve anybody as wonderful as you. If you told me you didn't want pizza one night, I would never get upset with you. I just recommend that we have something else for dinner. Or if I was really craving pizza, I'd just order one for myself, but it would be ridiculous to get mad at you just for wanting something different. So, I promise that I'll never get upset with you if you're not in the mood for sex. I'll just recommend that we do something else. I love pretty much everything that we do together, and there are so many other ways we can have fun. I doubt that I'll ever be disappointed at all. And even if I'm really craving sex, I have ways of satisfying myself, and you can do whatever you want to do while I do that. No, I don't need to satisfy myself right now. I'm pretty content just having a cuddle with you. And we can lay here as long as you like. And after that, it's really up to you. We could go for a walk or watch a movie or try that new board game you just bought. Or we could just lay here some more. Anything you want, alright? Just remember that you can always say no. No matter what, okay? I promise that I'll always understand. Always. And no matter what you're in the mood for, I'll always love you. Come here. You're safe with me. I promise.